Yesterday was a doozy. We talked about the spirit of offense. And still today, there are people being offended. Let's not forget, if you're offending people, it probably means one of two things. Either you're standing up for truth, or you're a jerk. And it's up to you to decide, but I guess my golden rule is, what does scripture say about what you're saying? And the flip side, if you are offended, why? And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great day. Hey, just a shout out. The last 24 hours, more people have kind of reached out to me regarding this topic. Lots of questions. Thank you. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Some of you have my number. You texted me. Some reached out through Facebook. Love the comments. Keep them coming. Some of you have seen the post I made yesterday or 2 days ago that just lit up. There's like 100 and some comments, and people are just losing their ever-loving mind. It was on the masculinity of men. Oh, you just gotta love it. You gotta love it. Look, if you get worried when you try to do the right thing and someone gets offended, find joy in that. There's some joy to be found in doing the right thing, saying the right thing, and having people get upset at you. Look, I don't know who said it, but some people attribute it to Steve Jobs. Maybe he did say it. If you want to make everyone happy, then, you know, give away free puppies and ice cream. But if you want to be an example, a man of God, you're not going to make people happy all the time. So do what God's word says. Preach what God's word says. Stand up for what God's word says. And if people don't like you, then rejoice. You're doing something good. Okay. Boy, I'm already into a podcast and I haven't even started my podcast. So if you need a website, check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. Also, you need supplements, check out WellBuiltSupplements.com. Use the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. And if you're wondering what they have it. Just go there. They've got it. They've got it all. It's good stuff. I use it. Check it out. Also, Revolution, number 4, fathers.com. That's Revolution, the number 4, fathers.com. All kinds of great swag on there from the David Alliance. Hats, water bottles, shirts, hoodies. Men and women, check it out. Great stuff. We're always adding to it. And finally, October 30th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., we have our Clueless Couples in COVID seminar for all couples, whether you're married, engaged, dating, maybe you just broke up. What a great time to go. We've just about locked down our last speaker, and when we do, we will start promoting this with posters and more audio, and you're going to love it. Guys, bring your wife. What a great statement that you want to help continue to work on yourself and your marriage by just bringing her here. Plus, we're going to have some pretty cool raffles. So you can win some great stuff. Make sure you check that out. Now, what about the offense? The best defense is a good offense. The best offense is a good defense. I don't even know how that goes. But let's talk about the offense. People who are offended, people who are easily offended, they have a hot button. What causes the spirit of offense where people just easily get offended? I'm going to go through a few reasons, and these are not my original thoughts. I did some research on it, and I think they're pretty straightforward and dead on, but let's jump to it, shall we? Number one, unrealistic expectations. You know, so what are your boss's expectations? And by that, I mean your wife. No, seriously, what's your boss's expectations at the job? What's your wife's, your husband's, your kids'? What are your in-laws' expectations? What are your neighbors' expectations? What are your pastor's expectations? You need to find out what people's expectations are. And here's the reason. Because some of us have unrealistic expectations and you're going to be offended. You ever walk into the woman's house, you didn't take your shoes off, and she goes into a tizzy? I didn't know that was an expectation, that I would take my shoes off in your house. When my kids had friends over at an early age, we're talking like grade school, if they were kids that came over all the time, I'd just tell them, here's my expectation. You never have to ask for food. If you're hungry, go to the kitchen and find something to eat. Other than firing up the stove, my food is your food. Partly because I always wanted them in my house because then I knew where my boys were. But secondly, I've had that awkward feeling as a kid where you're like, man, I'm hungry, but I don't want to say anything to the kid because then he might say, Mom, Garth's hungry, and then you feel stupid. And so I just cleared it up right away. You're not going to offend me unless you're hungry and you don't eat. If you're hungry, go eat. We have tons of food. A lot of our neighbor kids didn't, so it was a blessing. But look, you might be offended because you think everyone is supposed to treat you right. I mean, you're right, your opinions are right, your ideas are right, and how dare anybody say anything or do anything that goes against what you think? Because your expectations are that you are always right. That's not realistic, man. Number two, you have your own wounded spirit. Now, what do I mean by this? If you're wounded, if you're truly wounded from the past, maybe the way your parents treated you, maybe you were bullied as a kid, maybe kids made fun of you, they called you gay or fag, or maybe you weren't athletic, or maybe you weren't pretty or cute or had good-looking legs, or maybe you were flat-chested, whatever it was, you were picked on. And you grew up with a wound. Maybe your uncle abused you, your parents neglected you. Wounds come in every shape and size. But if you're wounded and you haven't taken that to Christ and allowed him to heal it, you're going to be wounded easier and easier. Here's the idea. We are able to see everything through that wound, which means everything's going to be painful. It's like when you cut your finger, all of a sudden, it attracts everything. You can't tie your shoes. You can't eat. You can't, you know, it's just, it. You experience life through that wound. If that's you, guess what? You're always going to be offended. Number three, holding on to things too long. Sometimes, here's the deal. We get insulted. We get made fun of. You have to learn to just let it roll off your back. 1 Peter 4:8, love covers a multitude of sins. That word there, multitude, literally means a bunch of little things. Don't let the little things build up. If you hold on to something, guess what? In time, there will be someone there to feed it. And all of a sudden, that little thing becomes a big thing. And all of a sudden, your offense grows. Yeah, we've all had that happen, right? Somebody does something to us, and we're like, yeah, he's kind of a butthead there. And someone goes, you know what? He does that all the time. He doesn't even care about you. He thinks you're there. And all of a sudden, that little offense grows bigger and bigger. Let it go. Let it go. I love when people chew at me and cut me down, and I really do because I love practicing the power of let it go. And here's why. I have people all the time, social media, in person, whatever, who look at me and they say, wow, how do you handle that? How do you do that? And it's a great opportunity to share Christ. It's a great opportunity to say, hey, I know I'm a sinner. I know I've offended Jesus. I have to let other people's offenses go. That's what my job is as a follower of Christ. It's not a big deal. It's a great way to witness, but you can't hold on to things. You just can't. It will eat you up inside. It'll give you a heart attack, a tumor, a stroke. Just let it go. Practice letting it go. In time, you'll find out how easy it is. Number four, why do we get offended? We assume everything with a negative intent. We all assume someone's intent or their thoughts or their feelings or what they think. Look, here is the problem. If we don't learn to just give people the benefit of the doubt, we will always run the risk of being offended. I remember as a kid, my Sunday school teacher held pictures up of like a house and a match, and then a car and a screw, and then like, you know, a family and a hospital. And we were supposed to come up with stories, and every story we came up with was negative. Now, did it kind of lean itself towards that? Kind of a little, but it just proved to me again at an early age, we tend to be negative. Even if we consider ourselves positive, and I consider myself positive, we still have the ability to think and see things negatively. Have you ever read someone wrong? Oh, absolutely. We all have. I remember going into a business meeting asking for a scholarship for my business, kind of a, not really a scholarship, more like a grant. And I was told, talk for only 3 minutes, walk out. I went in, talked for 3 minutes, walked out. And I thought, well, didn't get that. They called literally 10 minutes later and said, hey, the check is at the desk, come get it. I assumed the negative when in the background it was all good. You will be offended if you always assume the negative. Look, like it says in Matthew 24, in the end times many will be offended and grow cold. It may be the end times, but it doesn't mean you and I have to walk around offended. This is Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.